Hey y'all, it's Cammy, a super fly girl from a little big world, also known as the 919. I know you're wondering, Cammy, what are we talking about? And just how did we get here? Well, let me tell you. Pen and Paper Podcast is bringing you all the feels of a little bit of everything for a whole lot of somebodies just like you. I'm bringing to you real conversations, transparency, and a whole lot of love. This is for my dreamers, believers, and for show, my debaters. So let's dive in together as we touch on topics of family, friendships, relationships, both in work and out, come on, love, music, beauty, and did I mention finances? Oh yeah, we're taking it there. Pen and Paper Podcast is what I like to call your one podcast fits all. Yes. And I can't wait to explore with all of my ladies and my fellas to get just the right perspective and a whole lot of laughs, of course. So sit back, relax, and let's put this pen to the paper, y'all. So, y'all, as we celebrate, I want to elaborate on such greatness in this room. And I see entrepreneurs, I see doctors, teachers, preachers, and downright hustlers. So, y'all know, going into season three, season two and one was absolutely amazing. And so, I want y'all to kind of open it up for season three for me. And what better way than for us to talk about hustle culture? And so, we all know that hustle culture has been something that's really big, and I want to just briefly chat about it, y'all. It's not going to be long, but I know for people that are like business owners and all of that, like, you see it so much, and it's a lot of pressure to be somebody and to do something all the time. And so for those that don't know, I have a definition for what hustle culture is. Hustle culture can be defined, also known as burnout culture and grind culture, and something that gives the mentality that one must work all day, every day to pursue a professional goal, y'all. And so y'all know I always started off with a quote in my last two seasons. I'm gonna do the same thing for season three. And it says, the dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately. So transparent moment, y'all. I think for me, just kind of being a first-time business owner and coming in the year, it was very difficult. And I definitely felt the pressure of, you know, wanting to always put out content, wanting to always do something and articulate it the best way. Because I'm like, look, people watch me. I can't say I'm going to put out something and I not do it, right? And so I experienced a little bit of the hustle culture pressure. And so I'm like, yo, what is a better way to kind of start off season three and to talk about it? Because I know for everybody here, everybody, you know, works and has their own grind going on. So I have a few simple questions, y'all, and anybody can answer, but what is hustling and working hard for you? Because even if you're not a business owner, I do believe that there are some pressures out here. So what do you think about like the hustle culture right now?
I honestly think that it is very prevalent for one. But for me, hustling, like, I'm not a business owner. I don't believe that that's my path. I take my hustle, well, my hustle for me is using the certifications that I have, and I use those to my advantage. I can just give an example. Two pay periods ago, I know I hustled up 96 hours worth of overtime, and that was my hustle. And then on top of that, little odds and ends stuff using my EMT certification and all that mess like that. For me, that's my hustle. So that's what hustling is for me.
That's respect. I respect. All right. Anybody else? What is hustling and working hard for you? Because the culture is real out here. And if you're not doing something, you're not doing something. So anybody else, what you want to add to that? What is hustling and working hard for you?
I agree with Kyle. Like, it definitely is like a personal grind. But like he said, he's not a business owner, but like for me and you, we are. Yeah. So I feel like to work for someone else is one thing, but to work for yourself, you have to have like personal motivation, because it's just like, it's not anyone going to say, okay, you know, clock in or do this. Like, you have to want it for yourself. And I feel like that's a little bit harder for me personally, because it's like, I got to do this for me. Like, no one's telling me like I have to work or I have to put out content. Like, I have to do this for myself. And I feel like, you know, that's a personal push, you know.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And I think for me, I literally saw the ins and outs of it, and it wasn't fun every single day. Like, even celebrating 1 year was a lot mentally, because I'm like, look, like, I feel like I could be a lot further. There's so many things that we could do and be, but I'm like, I love the process of starting slow because I feel like I can appreciate it more. You know what I'm saying? So every piece of support that y'all give and have, you know, given me thus far, I think it's amazing. So absolutely, charisma. All right. So what's something fun that y'all believe can be done to kind of balance the hustle of life in general? So Ryan, do you have anything? I want to hear what you got to say. What's something fun that you believe can kind of balance this hustle culture that we are facing today?
I think that would probably depend on the individual, whatever they enjoy doing as a pastime. For me, you know, after besides probably your mom, your grandma, I might be, and maybe Miss Wiggins Martin, I might be the only one up here that's married. I don't know. But you know, after work and after you're doing everything, you got to know how to turn on and turn off. My wife and I, we have a code. We leave work at work and home at home, and that's what we do. So when it's time for me to get off work and everything, I turn that switch off. And well, I mean, you know, in about 20 minutes, football season start, you know. But college football season started for me last weekend. I'm a college football guy, but it's sports time. So that's what I do to kind of to balance everything out. And I don't know if you might ask this question tonight or not, but I want to say, I think the hustle culture is kind of dangerous as well.
Very. Absolutely.
Because you find yourself always comparing, you know. And like you just stated, it's a mental thing. So now when I'm comparing myself to other people, now I get drained mentally. And I feel like, man, I'm trash. You know, I'm just going to forget it and all that. So I think the hustle culture is a double-edged sword.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And I think the comparison part that you put with it is like, I think we're so big on numbers. We're so big on followers. We're so big on so many different things. So absolutely. Yes. Papa, what would you have to say?
To answer the second question, that I want to say the part of about this question is, after 60 years of marriage, no matter how hard we work during the week, or whatever came up, I had a saying said, Friday night is big shot night. And so whatever you do during the day, as he just stated, you leave work with work. I have, as an ownership, I have had jobs, but when time comes to have that downtime with the family, I set work aside. I didn't forget it, but I set it aside until this is our downtime. And so every week, no matter what, anytime you have time, you set work aside, because that family time, we had family time. That was our family time. No matter how hard I worked, family time came. So it's been going on for 60 years. And so I'm telling you, this is how far we have gotten with that. The ins and outs, the ups and downs, you got to have that time for the family.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tia, what about you? How do you find that balance in this hustle culture?
So I think for me as well, with a husband and a 3-year-old going on 30, it's real. Yeah. So you do have to take that time. And I have, I guess you would say, the luxury of working with my husband in ministry. So, and he's like being my supervisor. So we definitely have to put that. I'm not about to talk about church today.
Yes. Yeah.
Don't talk about that to me today. And also to add, like, for me with the whole hustle culture, what am I rushing for?
Okay.
It's not going anywhere. If it's interrupting my peace, it's gotta go.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's really dangerous, as he said, because it can mess with a lot of people's mental and physical health when it comes to them comparing, for one, when it comes to them trying to figure out, you know, I have to do this by this time. But what are we really rushing for? Like, what are we, are we going to not ever do it again? Or yeah. It's just like, what are we rushing for? Like, I'm here in Mississippi now. I have not done any doula work and I'm okay with that.
Yep. Yep.
while I'm here, like going, like flying back and forth, I had done it in North Carolina since we've been here. But as far as like trying to build my clientele here, I haven't tried, and I'm in no rush because right now this is where we're going to be. So I have to, you know, get acclimated to this area first. Absolutely. Before I try to bring on anything else to kind of put on my plate. So I still can do it. It's just right now I'm focusing on my family, my new job. It's just a lot, you know, that I'm focusing on. So, you know, taking that time with my husband and my son is something that I enjoy doing and shopping.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. I love that. I love that. Ms. Raquel, would you like to add anything? How do you balance the hustle of everything that you do?
Getting up early, starting my day with the Lord, honey. Because
I know that's right.
The job I have working in law enforcement, honey.
Yeah.
Better. Or yeah. You're going to be sitting somewhere. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be sitting somewhere doing something crazy. So that's what I have to do that. I have to do that for my peace. I have Absolutely. To do that for my focus. Because once I get to work, it's just, you know.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm so glad you shared that. What about you, Jeremiah? How do you balance all of this in this hustle culture? Because I know you do a lot. So tell us how you balance.
My balance is travel.
Okay.
You know, stepping away from everything that we have going on in the world, separating yourself from all of that. Basically, similar to what everyone else has been saying, just trying to find out what your hobby may be or what your niche may be, you know, saying to get you away from all of the day in and day out ordeals. So I choose travel, you know, get out and smell some new air, taste some new water, you know, and also it helps you. I also feel like it helps you in regards to like your, the way that you navigate through life and how to deal with different people coming from different backgrounds when you start to experience so many different people from different environments.
Yeah. That's so true. That's so true. Vacation is definitely a number one thing for me as well. All right, Daryl, what about you? How do you balance of what we call this hustle culture?
Well, I'm probably going to be the odd one out. So I'm still, you know, figuring out exactly what my work-life balance is, right? You know, recently I'm in like a kind of new position, so like I'm working like Kyle said, he said like he had 96, you know, hours of overtime. That's close to, you know, what, you know, I'm dealing with. But you know, I'm just still trying to find that downtime, you know what do I really really enjoy. So I think I make so many excuses because of like time management. I won't go on this trip because I know I gotta work at 9 on Monday. I won't take this ride, you know, out of town because I know I gotta, you know, get so-and-so done. So I'm just, you know, just trying to navigate through, you know.
Absolutely. And I'm glad that, yeah, I'm glad that you share that aspect, because sometimes you don't even know how to balance, right? Like there's a lot of people, everybody says, well, I'll do this and I'll do that. Right. This is my extracurricular, but not everybody has that balance. So I'm glad that you brought that other side to it. So y'all, do you have, or do you know of people that you should or already do surround yourself with that understand your hustle? So anybody can share. Mom, would you like to start? Do you believe that you have a good circle of people that understand your hustle?
Absolutely, I do. Of course, I have a loving family. My girls that are hustlers by trade. I think I put that into you guys.
Absolutely.
So I definitely know that family is important. I got that from, like my dad said, you know, they installed it in us. So you have to have that that surrounding group that definitely know where you're coming from, know that you got to do what you do to get it done in order for things to happen. You know, there was a certain lifestyle I require. I still ain't quite there, but hey, I work every day to try to get that. It's some things that I wanted. So my girls know, like when they were little, I always say, hey, I got to go get it. You know, I can't sit back and say what we can't have or what we don't have. You go for it. You go get it. And I just think that's important, you know, to have some, set some goals, you know, and go for it. And of course, always Christ first for me, you know, that's the thing, you know, he knows the plans that he has for us. So keep that in mind, you know, his plans, but yet and still he only does what we allow. So, you know, I can't just sit back and say, God knows my heart. No, I'm going to get it while he knows my heart. So yeah, definitely got to have that circle of people that understand that you're a go-getter. You're a go-getter and don't stop it till you get it. That's my thing. I never stop it till I get it. It's like, yep. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anybody else y'all want to share? Who's your circle of people, or what are these people like on your day-to-day life? Are these your close friends, or, you know, are these your spouses? Who is your circle of people that understand your hustle? Kyle, you want to give us, you know, an example? If you got your people.
As weird as it may sound, my circle of people are the people who I work with sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Because I work with them so much that they know me in and out.
Like, I love that.
Down to the point where if I come in one day, or I'm talking a certain way, or I'm sending a text message a certain way, they're like, hey bro, you all right? You good? Mm-hmm. And it's outside of work. I mean, of course you have a couple of friends and stuff like that, but family as well.
Yeah, I love that. Friends, but I mean, and really co-workers that became friends. So that's super dope. Chris, what about you? How is your circle of people that you, you know, consider to be your close people? How do they understand your hustle?
I feel like Daryl shined a different light, because with me, yeah. Like mine's not so friends. You know what I mean? I feel like mine's more so family. And with that, it's like you have to find, I'm still finding like my circle, you know what I mean? And like Tia said, she said something that like stuck out to me, like, what's the rush? You know, like sometimes like looking at older people and like different generations, like you see, like you think they have it like all put together. So with me being like a young entrepreneur, like it's harder to like, not harder, but in a sense, yeah, harder to kind of find that circle and figure out like, what do I have going on right now?
Yeah.
So like Tia said, like, you know, what's the rush? You gotta make your own path. So my circle right now is my family, but until then I'm still searching.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ryan, what about you? How would you say you would describe your circle of people that would understand your hustle?
My circle of people, we all speak the same language sometimes. You know, I'm a pastor, so with staff pastor. So, you know, it's important that the people who I'm around, who I do life with, who I do ministry with, that, you know, we're on the same page. Even if we're not at the same page, as long as we're in the same book, you know, hey, things are work out. But I also have another circle that allows me to be me, because I don't feel like being Pastor Ryan every day.
Absolutely.
You know, and I learned this from a buddy of mine when I was working in the school system, who was a former gangster disciple. And he told me, he said, you know, when I was, you know, hustling and, you know, gang banging and dealing drugs and stuff, he said, I always had one dude that was my out. He said, this guy was the guy that was not involved in the streets. He wanted the game, but I just took care of him. And he was the way that I stayed grounded. So I got friends like that. That's, they ain't in church nowhere. They not in ministry nowhere. But sometimes we hang because they keep me grounded. You know, that's my out. I need to know what's going on in these streets, as everybody say.
So, absolutely.
You know, so I got two circles.
I love that. All right, Tia, how would you describe, you know, your circle of people and what we call this hustle culture, and how do they understand that?
So I would describe my circle of people as some close friends that we have. They're a couple who they also started a business, the Covingtons. They started Sunkist Gatherings. And the type of relationship that we have, we don't, like with my husband being a pastor, you know, we don't have to put that on. Like,
we're
regular people. Cause you know, some people be like, oh, you're a pastor. Listen, get out of my face. But
you're preaching good. Yeah.
Like, we don't, yeah, like I'm a regular human, okay? Yeah. And my husband is the pastor. So they know, you know, Tia is different from J-Vine. Like, she ain't J-Vine. So with them, we push each other. So with their business, when they started, I started with them, like, what y'all need me to do? You know, y'all need me to go set up this. And even to this day, when I go back to North Carolina, like, if they have an event, I'm there. You know, with me, they literally one day, like, threw me like a surprise, like, business shower. Who does that? I'm like, what?
I love,
like,
that.
Literally had people on a Zoom, you know, sewing into my life with words, you know, with, you know, coins. just literally, like, just kind of being there, being those people who, you know, we can bounce ideas off of, or being those people that be like, you know what, I'm going to give you today, but at the today, you got to get up and you need to post something, you know,
absolutely,
like that type of, so that's what my circle of that hustle culture is,
yeah.
You know, along with my husband, like, he will push me to no extent. Like, if I don't have it in me, he'd be like, you know what, wife, I created a post for you today. You know, just you, all you gotta do is post it.
Oh, I love that.
Okay. That's that type of, you know, hustle culture that I have. And that's my village, my husband, and then those close friends, and along with family. But sometimes, you know, you got to be like, y'all get on my nerves too. So you just got to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what that is.
I love that. And I think it's awesome that everybody kind of shared two different aspects, because, you know, your family knows a lot about you, but sometimes you can have those friends that know just as much. So shout out to the real close friends. Shout out to the friends. Mm-hmm. All right. So y'all, as we come to a close, I would like for everyone to give a piece of advice in terms of, you know, hustling, finding who you are, finding your balance, being on your own path, and just doing the best that you can do. So I'm going to go around, I'm going to call on you. Think of a piece of advice that you can share with the people about hustle culture. So I'll start off with you, Miss Raquel. What is your piece of advice?
I would just say to not forget about yourself, to pay attention to yourself. You know, I got so wrapped up in, like, with the position that I have, it's a new position that was created. So I don't have a team. It's just me. And it's all on me. And I was taking that on like, it's mine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it woke me up at 3 o'clock in the morning. All that I thought was mine, I'm laying there in the bed, and it woke me up at 3 o'clock, and I didn't know what was going on. You know what I'm saying? And so it redirected me back to, you know, giving God that time at the start of my day, you know, and he helped me understand, you got to step back, because as important as this is, it's really not that important.
Wow.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, if something happens to me, they're going to have somebody in there doing that. So, you know, I feel like it's important for us to pay attention to our bodies. You know, don't push past what you feel. Don't push past what's different. You have to pay attention to yourself, appreciate yourself, and take care of yourself, because if not, that you can't be a part of the hustle culture if you don't do that for yourself.
That's so true. I love that. All right, Jeremiah, what about you? What is your piece of advice in terms of this hustle culture?
Well, I would say first and foremost, with this hustle culture, whether it's in entrepreneurship or in the working class, I think the most important thing is first learn and get to know yourself. Learn and get to know yourself. I think that's the most important thing. Once you learn and get to know yourself, know what's important to you, always have your points or whatever your number may be, stick to your guns and stick to your grind.
Absolutely.
So as long as you're willing to do that and endure the grind, though, don't look for no shortcuts. You know what I mean? Deal with all the ups and downs and the struggles and the sacrifice, because that's going to build all the character. So then when it comes to fruition, you'll be able to bask in all your glory. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So know yourself first, though. That's the most important thing. And then everything else, it'll come to play for you.
Yeah, absolutely. That is so true. All right, Mom, I'll get to you. What is your advice for hustle culture? What do you have for the people?
I'm going to keep it simple and just say, for me, it's accountability. Hold your own self accountable. Because nobody else is going to hold you accountable. So you have to have that determination to hold your own self accountable for all your actions, everything that you do, in order to obtain that success. So accountability.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. What about you, Ryan? What is your piece of advice?
My piece of advice, hey, just like your mom, I'm going to keep it simple. Laugh. Laugh, man. Laugh at yourself. give yourself grace to make mistakes. Give yourself grace to not hit the mark. And if you make a mistake, laugh at yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just keep going. So that would be my piece of advice.
Absolutely. Tia, did you already share your piece of advice?
I would kind of just go with what I said earlier. Take your time.
Yes.
Don't be in a rush. What are we rushing for? It's not going anywhere. And like you said, show yourself grace when you don't feel like you've done what you're supposed to do or done the content that you need to post, posted it. Like, take your time. Show yourself some grace. It is okay. You're not in competition with anybody. And I would, throw my little churchy piece in, keep God first.
Absolutely.
Because when you keep him first and you're doing your part, you won't have to worry about the hustle culture because he's going to make sure that you succeed.
Absolutely. So. That's so good, Tia. I love that. I love that. All right, Charisma, what about you? What is your piece of advice for hustle culture?
My advice is don't despise detours. I've been telling myself this recently. Because like with me recently just having a child literally 3 weeks ago, like before the whole 9 months, I'm like, what does this mean for me? Like, what's next? And with that, it's like now that I have my child, it's like I've seen so much more. But in that moment, I'm like, what does this mean for my future, school, career? But like every detour isn't a setback. So don't despise detours.
I love that. Don't despise that. And that's, I'm just going to pause right there because I think that you just brought up something that we all need to know. We always go by this list of things that we need to do. And if it goes a different way, we're confused. We're conflicted. We like, Lord, what's going on? Like, I don't understand. I had this all planned out, but it's all in God's plan because I mean, we've been a little churchy, but his thoughts are not our thoughts. So, okay. All right, Kyle, what is your piece of advice for the hustle culture?
My piece of advice is don't forget the details.
Absolutely.
Sometimes we have tunnel vision so bad that we're just looking at the big picture. And when we're moving, we miss this and we miss that because all we see is, oh, I know that's what I want. And I know that's what I'm going to go for. But this little detail over here will help make this picture come together a whole lot more smoother than trying to powerhouse through.
Absolutely. I love that.
Don't forget the details.
Don't forget the details. Do not forget the details. Kelsey shared that to prioritize your mental health, stay grounded, love yourself and others. I love that, Kelsey. Kira, would you like to share a piece of advice? You can type it in. You can say it. What's your piece of advice for hustle culture?
Yeah. So the first thing that came to my mind was write the vision and make it plain. So I'm a planner by nature, and I just believe when I write things down and I pray on it and I seek God for guidance, he helps those things come to fruition. So just like everybody else said, I definitely believe in giving yourself grace, but putting it in God's hands as well, whatever plans you have for yourself.
Absolutely. I love that. Write it and make it plain. All right, Daryl. So we're going to get back to you. What is your piece of advice for hustle culture?
I would say, to keep your morals up, keep your morality, keep your standards up. I've seen so many people kind of, just not sell your soul, but just really turn away from those values that, are set in them for that dollar. If they turned away those for that, that limelight, for that, end goal. So I would just say, keep your standards up. And if you keep God first, that'll fall in place with it. So, don't lose your morality.
Absolutely. So y'all, as we come to a close, my piece of advice is to just, you know, be who you are, stay true to yourself, and everything will align. I think we all share so many great things, but I love that you all, you know, always give your transparency and just always are being so uncut and just giving a truth. So stay tuned for season 3, y'all. Those that are listening, this is just the beginning of something great. And I'm excited to see it all. And I'm excited for you guys to hear the content. And of course, at my own pace. But again, y'all, thank y'all so much. And stay tuned, because we are always giving a little bit of everything for a whole lot of somebodies. All right, y'all.